with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it. Well, is your partner jealous of your platonic friendships with the opposite sex? A new study claims that women are more jealous than men of those friendships. They read some scenarios, the study and the participants, they read some scenarios where their spouse made new friends of varying degrees of sex and attractiveness, then evaluated their level of jealousy. The study also found that women were more jealous over attractiveness in opposite sex friends, while men were more upset over attractiveness regardless of sex.
Hmm.
How about you stop worrying about it? Like, if you're at a point where you're...
Wait, so explain this again to me. I was confusing the way they worded that.
So women get more jealous if a guy makes a hot female friend than if a woman makes a hot male friend.
You don't have to study that. That's just a fact. That's just how life works. You can't call these studies. Of course they're going to be more jealous if you're friends with a hottie rather than, Okay. Let's just get past that part. Woosah.
Woosah.
All right. Okay.
For me at this point, and ladies, I don't mean this in a mean way, but like women friends, like I think I maybe have like three that I would consider like super close friends that, you know, we know what's going on in each other. It's just because I don't like, I can't tell the jokes that I tell around my women friend. And the ones that I do, I mean, I don't know. Like it just... I'm not out there trying to find women.
It depends on how you are around your, I mean, your women friends. You're not like giving them piggyback rides, Brock, and you know, taking them through the pass. Yeah. You know, it depends on what you're doing. If they're friends, or are you a sketchy individual? You know.
Yeah, it's just not like I'm going on picnics feeding them strawberries, you know, by hand.
You know,
for sure.
I'd be jealous too.
Yeah. You'd get jealous just with me. Like, hey, that was supposed to be me. You're feeding strawberries too. I don't know.
Let's be honest. Everybody, just take away your ego for a second and just say, hey, you know what? When your wife or individual or boyfriend, husband, whatever it is, they're all hanging out with other people of the opposite sex, you're always going to be a little judgy. It's going to happen.
I'm too tired to even try anymore. I'm like, whatever. All right, that's fine. Go hang out with the hot guy. That's fine.
The pool guy.
Go hang out with the pool boy.
Hang out with a guy that's got like 24 abs.
I'm too tired to try at this point, so let's just leave it be. It's fine. You're fine. I hope you two have fun hand feeding strawberries to each other. I'm tired.
Long day.
A lot of strawberries. Lastly, Taco Bell just doing it again, man. The stoners in the Taco Bell think tank are at it once again. They got a new grilled breakfast item called the grilled cheese biscuit that basically looks like the McDonald's sausage biscuit with cheese on top. They got two versions, a plain buttermilk biscuit with cheddar, mozzarella, pepper jack cheese melted over the top of it. And that one's cut in half with a sausage patty in the middle.
Fantastic, probably.
Yeah, I know it probably is. They're testing it.
Everything on that menu is good.
Well, it's not a bad thing. They're testing in a few locations now, Knoxville, Tennessee, throughout there, and then it could go nationwide. A question for you, Hunter. At what point do you give up on life with how many times you eat Taco Bell in a day, right?
I don't think there is enough times.
No.
I say go for it. It's not, I mean, they're doing it right, dude. The food's, it's good. Every time it's good.
I'm right there with you, and I'm not sitting here knocking Taco Bell. I want everyone at Taco Bell to know I love all your food, all right? It's gotten me through some drunk nights and some hungover days. But if I'm eating Taco Bell in the morning, and then maybe swinging over, grabbing a chalupa for lunch.
It's a different type of food. You know, you get breakfast, and then there's tacos. It's different. It'd be like if you're going to a different... Hey, don't hate on the, you know...
So you're saying it's okay if I put three different meal times of Taco Bell in me in a day, I'm okay. I'm still doing all right.
I mean, your booty hole's not going to be okay, but...
I'm Brock Day. Taco Bell.
Just blew up, man.
It's right there. I don't know. I feel like I'm not... I'm not quite there yet.
Just keep eating it. Don't feel bad. Okay. Your fingers might swell up a couple of times. You might not be able to get your wedding ring off because of all the sodium, but it's good.
If you see me in sweatpants and at Taco Bell the third time in a day, you might want to start asking questions.
Real quick, Brock, May 19th, not too long ago, right? Went right to Taco Bell. You know why? Because Mexican pizza's back.
Did you get it?
Forgot to talk about it on Friday, dude.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Oh, man.
dude, it was good. It's back and it's fantastic.
You have a weird obsession with that Mexican pizza. Mexican it's good. Don't get me wrong. Dude. Don't get me wrong. How many have you eaten now since they brought it back?
Two. I'm serious, dude. I have one yesterday.
That's better than I thought it was going to be. All right, so what do we...
It's the 23rd, man.
What do we got? We got our significant others hanging out with their hot opposite-sex friends and whatever, feeding strawberries to each other, and Taco Bell for three meals a day.
Yeah.
I love it.
Here we go. Let it ride.
All right, that is your Morning Dump. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back. Brock and...